Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Justin Bartley next door in Window. We are leasing a home for a period of time, and the building needs new windows. In some areas, the landlord is out of the country, and we are having trouble getting an estimate. Can you address that real quick?
Well, you're having trouble getting an estimate or the actual window replacement or what?
Just getting people out there for an estimate.
Getting people out there.
Yeah.
Because we are not the homeowner, how do we get an estimate?
What might be happening is if the building owner is not available and there's a tenant there, a lot of the window companies out there, they want to meet with the owner of the building, whether it's a homeowner, whether it's a rental unit, because these projects are complex. There's a lot of details to consider, and if the owner's not there, it's hard.
Yeah, who's going to be the decision
it's
maker?
It's hard to.
Why can't you Zoom the owner, like a virtual?
You could. During COVID, we did I'm sure everyone did that. Like the virtual visits where like you're in the backyard and you're talking to the customer and they're inside the house because you didn't want to see them. Like you got your mask on still. You don't know why.
Yes. And one other component might just be the size of the building or the floor they're on.
Yeah.
Some companies such as ours will only go up to the third floor because our insurance, we're rated as residential replacement. Okay.
Recommendation to those tenants would be, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to reach out to the owner, the landlord. They're going to communicate everything. We're just going to be the middlemen.
Or set up the appointment with the owner who's out of the country or out of town, whatever the heck they're at, not in Chicago, and then give the permission while you're there to inspect it. Then you communicate with the owner of the house.
Right. Yeah. And David, because it's a WGN listener, we'd be happy to try to help them as long as they're not in a building where they're over the third floor. If they're third floor or lower, if they gave us a call, we'd be happy to arrange something that, we could get them some pricing.
And if they're a B96 listener, you're not doing that just because they're a WGN listener.
Well, they texted us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is B96, is that still?
Yeah, it's still here, but I just want to make sure. If you say B96, you're not going out. No. But if you say WGN, you're going out.
Yeah.
Joel, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if the owner expresses that they want their windows replaced, like for us, there's a lot of people that might call, they don't own a home, they want to check something out. You don't know if the person who owns it actually wants that service.
Yeah, they might not want that
service. If they express it, even if they're out of the country, I bet a lot of people would then come because they know that the person who will be paying for it wants that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That landlord might say like, hey, no, forget it. I don't want to replace my windows.
Right.
And I do sales consultations all the time where the homeowner's not home, but I make sure to get them on FaceTime if they have that or like Google Meet, just to have that connection.
Sure.
I think we covered this topic in nauseam. Okay, let's transfer over to the I thought that was interesting because each one of you deal with this type of situation, right? I'm renting a home. It's very drafty. It's very windowy. I want new windows. Well, I'm thank you, but you don't own the house.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's
legally we can't install windows in a house that
rent another place with better windows. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And the landlord's like, I don't want to spend $1,000 to $10,000, whatever the number is. I don't need to invest it because I could rent that place without you paying the rear end tenant that's going to complain about the window. Not saying that you are, just using you as an example, Dexter. But that's a perfect example. That owner of that house might be able to be like, I'm not investing in the house. I got 10 people behind this person that's going to come in that hasn't complained about the windows. So that's the reason.
And, Sarah brought up a good point earlier asking about, when you do meet with an owner, if it's standard where you have to meet with all owners of the property. So, Sarah, what could you expand on that?
Yeah, we were talking about that on the break. We'll meet with one owner of the property, but it's always preferential to have both parties there. If you're making decisions together, whether it be, I worked with two sisters who owned a house, husband or wife, it's just good to have both people there if you can swing it.
Sure. But there are companies that require what we kind of talked about it a little bit. So any company, and this is just a cool PSA, I think, any company that says, I want both husband and wife there, what's their strategy behind that? What would you think their strategy is behind that?
Well, it's sexist a little bit.
Well, I totally agree with that statement.
I think we do see it in the window industry where companies, they require both parties to be there. If it's a husband and wife, they want both there. And some won't even go unless both people are there. And it really comes down to this, the sales system of some of these companies where it's called a one-call close. Mm-hmm. The sales rep's given one day to go in there and sell that deal.
No matter
and
what.
And if all of the parties aren't there, they don't have a chance of selling that deal. And if they don't sell the deal, then the company takes that lead away from them.
Sure.
And the salesperson has no chance.
So super shady tactic.
That could be a red flag.
Yeah.
That there might be a high-pressure sales
Hot box
coming to the home.
So that's just a nice PSA to any of our listeners out there that, hey, if you call a company and say, hey, I have a home service, and they're like, yeah, we mandate that the husband and wife or both parties are there, that could be a telltale sign like they got something up their sleeve.
Right. It makes a lot of sense, and we always encourage all the buying parties to be present because there are a lot of details to review and colors and options, and it makes it much more productive. But sometimes it's not possible, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. Come back with the average with the lifespan of a window, because a listener, Greg, called you here on our rundown list. We always ask our experts to send us a topic of what a caller from a listener of the show called you about the week before you were on. So a gentleman by the name of Greg out in Wheaton called and asked you how long are windows expected to last. And the expected lifespan of the top three window replacement materials. Coming back after the break, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. That is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep the text coming in. We love the pictures as well. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, download podcasts of the show, and get every bit of information you need about all of the experts on the show. Length of time a window lasts and the top three materials used to make a window.
Yeah, so the average age is typically going to be 15 to 30 years.
Wow.
That's a big spread, bud.
It's a big spread.
Okay.
And it really depends. And, you know, it really made me think of Robin. She owns a bungalow, and last time we were on.
Oh, that's right. The Chicago bungalow.
Yeah, very nice WGN listener called in. And we were talking about how long windows last, and she has a Chicago bungalow, and she made a really good point that, you know, wood windows that are 80 years old, they tend to still be around because of the growth, the type of wood that was used back then, and probably it has something to do with the lead paint that was used to protect those windows, that, you know, we can't use those kind of coatings. So there are certainly exceptions, and if you have a historic area, a real old home, those wood windows might still last.
Let's talk about the growth. You know, what does that mean to our listeners, and why is that important?
Well, you know, due to the reforestation, the newer trees, they just apparently don't last as long when they're used in construction. They're cutting them sooner, and I think that's one of the reasons why you'll see windows that are 80, 100 years old, and they're still not rotted out. But most of the projects we work on, if they have wood windows, we're finding if the homes were built in the 70s, 80s, 90s, those windows are
shot.
They're rotten after 20, 25 years.
Yep.
So if you have wood windows and your home was built in the 70s or 80s or after that, there's a good chance that you're seeing some rotting in your windows. You know, I bought a home that was built in 1996, and in 2006, the windows already had noticeable issues and rotting, and a lot of broken seals where you get the fog in between the glass.
10 years.
After 10 years.
Wow.
Those were lower quality wood windows.
So the question is that are they making windows cheaper, or are they like, is install the bad thing? Or like, I mean, they have builder grade windows and then they say those last forever, but they don't. Like, what's that?
Yeah, in any of the category, whether it's a wood, vinyl, or composite, there's going to be high quality and lower quality products. And, you know, we have a strong belief you should replace your windows one time and spend a little extra money to do a high quality product. So if you're going to look at a wood replacement window, most of the windows do have the cladding, an aluminum or fiberglass cladding that goes on the outside of them. So that's going to protect them from the elements. And even though wood windows, the manufacturers are going to give you a 10-year warranty on most wood windows. So the warranty is not very long, although we do expect those windows to last 20 to 25 years on the wood end.
So you mentioned cladding, but they have, you know, aluminum cladding with wood on the outside, and then it's aluminum cladded. And then they have wood windows on the inside where the outside's 100% like either composite or vinyl or just aluminum. So what's the difference from that, like, for our listeners to understand?
Well, with wood windows, right, most of the wood windows, you're going to get either an aluminum cladding or some type of composite or vinyl cladding on the outside of the wood.
Okay.
So it will protect the exterior from the elements, the sun, the moisture, and so on. In my case, at my home, I had aluminum clad windows.
Yeah.
But the moisture got behind the aluminum.
The cladding.
So you can imagine when you get moisture behind aluminum and it sits there, it just rots the window from the inside. So that's the wood category. You know, we're looking at probably somewhere between 15 to 25 years on a good quality wood product.
Okay.
The next category of windows would be vinyl. A lot of homes really were built really 80s, 90s, 2000 with vinyl windows. And Jeremy, you made a good point about, you know, the how long windows last depending on quality. And we are replacing some of these vinyl windows after 15 to 20 years.
We've seen it, and I'm sure you guys have seen it too, like after 8 years, you know, a new construction house is built, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, my windows are all shot. I don't understand.
Right. So a low-quality vinyl window, you're probably looking at, you know, a limited lifespan up to 15 years on something like that. Because of the vinyl material, it's going to expand and contract. Chicago weather, extreme heat and cold and all the rain, and it really will... it'll destroy, you know, the cheap vinyl windows over time.
Now, Justin, I have wooden windows, and I just noticed after this winter a little bit of what looked like termites. But I don't think it's termites. Is that my wooden windows rotting? What does that, like, the rot look like? What would be, like, a warning sign?
Warning sign typically would be discoloration would be the first thing.
Okay.
If it looks like it's turning gray or black.
Yeah.
Or if you see water spots.
Okay.
But, you know, usually we would just poke around at it, and if it's chipping or if it feels soft, those are going to be sure signs of
rot. What would be the warning signs to replace your vinyl or aluminum windows?
Yeah, typically what happens with the vinyl windows, you're going to get the expansion and contraction, so they're not going to open and close real easily. They're going to get stuck.
Okay.
Warp type of deal? Kind of feels like
they're going to be warped, and you're going to notice air drafts, and that if you get condensation or fog in between the panes, that is a sure sign that, you know, you have seal failure, which is common with the vinyl windows because of all the expansion and contraction and the different hot and cold cycles.
And then your next category?
Yeah, like, so the last category would be the fiberglass category, and that's the one that we're most excited about. And we believe that the fiberglass windows are going to last 40 to 50 years.
Wow.
Because of the strength of the material.
Now, that product hasn't been around for 40 to 50 years. So how are you going to back that up?
Well, I think you've probably been in some boats
that are
40 and 50 years old that sit in the water
all the time.
Right. No, you're right. You're 100% right. But they haven't been making fiberglass windows for 40 years, right?
It's getting close.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, our key supplier, Marvin's been... They are one of the pioneers in fiberglass, and they've been working with fiberglass for almost 40 years.
Okay.
And they've proven to be very durable and long-lasting in the market.
And that's what you're seeing on a lot of the commercials now, the fiberglass window, on you know, the infomercials that are all over the place on TV.
Well, right. If you watch our commercials, you will see definitely the fiberglass windows. But, you know, the vinyl window is still the most common replacement window material in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And we are seeing a limited lifespan, especially with a low-quality window. But a high-quality vinyl window, you might be able to get 30 years from it. But if you want to do a dark exterior, brown, bronze, we highly recommend the fiberglass because it does not expand and contract. like you're going to get with some of the other materials.
Phone number for listeners want to reach you.
You can find us at 800-NEXT-DOOR or 800nextdoor.com.
And by the way, our good friend Big Harry, who we helped raise money for his son who passed away, and I've done a couple loans for him. He sent us bottle openers. Big Harry got a few minutes listening to the show. I have a 40-acre lake down in central Illinois if Justin wants right. to come yes. down. So
yeah, and I sent that over to Jeremy because I know he has
supporters of Earth Day.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, and he has that maintenance program.
So. Sure, okay. Lake maintenance program.
I think he's looking at adding the pond maintenance maybe to his.
That sounds like a lake. 40 acres. That's a big pond.
Website if our listeners want to reach out, learn more about windows.
You can find us at 800nextdoor.com.